This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Monday, and we will continue to chop away. I owe you a bunch of emails and stuff this hour. We're going to talk a little bit about AI. I know it's something we've touched on before, and I'm not an AI expert, but it has become so prevalent, and I'm just floored at how many places I encounter it now in the professional world. My kids are encountering it all the time. So we're going to I'm going to use an email here, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about cheesesteaks. We're going to talk about, well, many things this final hour on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to get to this one, though. Jesse, my 17-year-old daughter is taking a senior civics course. She just finished a 16-question quiz to show where she falls on the political spectrum. She scored extremely liberal. When we started asking what the questions were and how she answered, she said, "I don't know. I did it with AI." Now, he goes on to say, his daughter's fine, by the way. The point is, he did it with AI, and her answers were communist. Remember something. Communists, they understand they're not popular. They understand communism is not popular. They understand it's a really, really hard sell. No matter how many lies they tell, it's hard to sell. Let me wreck everything. That's hard to sell that. Can you just let me destroy everything? It's a really hard thing to deliver to people. So everything has to be forced, lied about, and manipulated. Do you remember? It was kind of a minor story, but for about 24 hours is a big story. When I think it was Google. Chris, it was that Google AI that adjusted all the history, wasn't it? I forget what they called it. But there was this AI. I'm almost positive it was Google. There was this AI that came out, and it was sold as one of the new AIs, one of the new hot ones. It's the one you need to listen to. So people started playing around with it, as people do, like a new toy. Let's see what it does. Let's see how it works. And so people started noticing things. Yeah, it was Gemini. That's what it was called. It was Google. I was right about that. Gosh, I'm smart. It was called Google Gemini. But people started noticing things as they messed around with it. One of the main things they noticed was white people were virtually eliminated. Not just from modern day, from history. You could go look this up. I'm sure all the images are still available online, although they've, quote, made adjustments now. You could look up Vikings, and they were all black. This white people completely erased from history. What happened? Well, who writes the code? A bunch of dirty communists. Dirty communists who are not trying for accuracy. They're not trying to be right, factually correct. They're not concerned at all with truth. In fact, what have we learned about communists? How many times have I played? I'm not going to play it for you again. How many times have I played that lady, the head of NPR, Catherine Mayer? I think our reverence for the truth is a distraction from getting things done. These people lie about everything as a matter of course. It's a base foundation of communism. They believe in lying about everything. They're trying to lie. That is the goal. The goal is to lie, to deceive. It's the goal. You know what? In fact, here's what we're going to play again for you. Chris, I want you to play me cut 12. Go.
I want to use this moment to speak to the Muslims of New York City. I want to speak to the memory of my aunt. Who stopped taking the subway after September 11th because she did not feel safe in her hijab.
That's Sohrab Mamdani. fake tearing up about a story that is fake. And I don't mean a story that's a little manipulated. His aunt wasn't even in New York City. She wasn't on the subway getting mean looks. She doesn't even wear a hijab. It's not a story that's a little fake, exaggerated. He sat down and made the entire thing up and then fake cried about it. They lie about everything all the time. Not little lies, huge, gigantic, verifiable lies, and they do it without the tiniest amount of shame. They're only ashamed when they tell the truth. Huge lies all the time. Now, I want you to picture this. Think for a moment about all the things already using AI. It's everywhere in the business world, and I do mean everywhere. Legal profession, sales profession, professional sports. It's everywhere. Radio. I've told you before, Chris, Corey, whenever I have some extremely witty thing I said, or honestly, whenever I have a prediction or something that turns true, which the Oracle does often, you know how Chris and Corey find it? AI. It basically goes searching for them. I've watched them do it. I don't have any idea how they do it. I couldn't do it, but I've watched them do it. It's amazing. They just put in some keywords. It's amazing. It's everywhere. It's in the government. It's in our military, Department of Defense. It's in our education system. What if Zohran Mamdani was writing all of it? What if he was the one putting in all the code, all the data? It's a frightening thought, I know. I realize that, but we have to understand this is where we're at. And it's going to be difficult to navigate this world if we don't know. Now, if we know, you know, if you talk to your kids about this, talk to your employees about this, if you just have these discussions, then we're fine. The problem is it's just like the 80-year-old person turning on CBS at night for the news and thinking they're getting news at all. Or maybe you're old enough and experienced enough, maybe thinking it's a little biased. No, you're hearing outright lies, things completely invented, whole cloth, just a complete lie. But if you know that, you're fine. I know you do it. I do it too. You hate watch every now and then, right? Ob is obsessed with this, especially after things like debate night. There's a big political night of some kind. You know what she wants to do? Drives me crazy, but I still can't look away. After Donald Trump debated Joe Biden in that disastrous one where Biden was short-circuiting the whole time, she immediately turned on CNN. No. We have to go hate watch. Let's flip back and forth. CNN and MSNBC. I know you do that, but you do that with the knowledge that you're seeing outright lies, right? But the thing about AI, because it's this advanced technology, maybe you're like me and you don't completely get it. Look, I don't completely get it, and I don't want to, I should note. I understand the basics of what it is, and that's about as deep as I want to go. It's lying to you too about everything. And maybe not small lies, big lies. I told you about that thing that happened to me when the exact circumstances around it are weird. But when Charlie Kirk passed away and South Park had done a spoof episode on Charlie Kirk, making fun of him, Charlie Kirk loved it. Thought it was hilarious. Somebody with the New York Post printed an article with a direct quote from me saying that South Park should delete that episode. They shouldn't put it back on. Not only is that nothing I said, I completely disagree with it. It's the opposite of anything I think or said. They should totally put it back on. He would love it. Then, from there, news outlet after news outlet after news outlet repeated that exact same lie with a fake quote, completely fake quote to me. Now, if you ask AI about it, AI will tell you I said it. Outright lie. Black and white lie. Weird world. I'm not mad about it. It's an example. It's a weird world. All right. We'll get to some more things. Before we get to that, I want to talk to you about comfort. Is there anything like going home? Going home. Picture this. This is the greatest thing in the world to me. Going home. Done for the day. Putting your comfies on. Plopping down on the couch. Maybe a good book. Watching something on TV. That's what Cozy Earth is to me. Have you ever tried their pajamas? Oh, ladies. It's all my wife wears. That's all she wears is Cozy Earth. They're like these silky but breathable things. The sheets are the exact same way. They have this big blanket called the bubble cuddle blanket. It's one of those super soft blankets, but it has some weight to it. Ob just curls up with it. You know that Cozy Earth has a Black Friday sale already. It's come early. If you go to CozyEarth.com and you use the promo code Jesse, up to 40% off. While supplies last, I need to stress that. While it lasts, it's Black Friday time. CozyEarth.com, promo code Jesse. Get your face creams. Fellas, get your everywhere pants. Get some sheets. CozyEarth.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Also, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, the other day you were wondering why cheesesteak restaurants keep closing. It's because cheesesteaks suck. They're terrible. You can't just overcook beef until it's unrecognizable. Chop it up and dump cheese sauce on it and expect it to be delicious. Yes, you can. Okay, yes, you can. And I'll tell you something else. There is something that I do, and there's actually something my buddy Luis does, and I would highly recommend it. This is along the same lines of the cheesesteak. Take your leftovers and mix them together in a gigantic just goulash of deliciousness. Allow me to explain. Let's say someone has some leftover sausage. You got some leftover pasta, maybe. Maybe there are some onions, some mushrooms you didn't use, possibly even steak night, something along these lines. You have all these things in the fridge as leftovers. All you need, butter, cheese, possibly a bun or some tortillas, depending on how authentic you want to be. Butter, drop it in the pan. Just start chopping stuff up and chucking it in there. Chop it up, chuck it in there. Chop it up, chuck it in there. When everything looks kind of mixed up, because it doesn't take long to get it heated back up, take some cheese, maybe some shreddy cheddar, maybe look, a little Velveeta, never hurt anybody. Maybe a little chunked up Velveeta, American cheese slices, whatever you're looking for, drop it in the pan with all that chopped up, including the pasta. Just throw it all in there. Put it on a tortilla. Put it in a bun. It is better than the original meal. Better than every individual original meal you had. You learn how to use leftovers. Dear Sombrero Jesse, I think I'm going to have to move. The town isn't bad, but recently the city council's fallen in love with roundabouts and speed bumps. If I wanted to live in a crappy European city, I'd move to Italy. Okay, first, speed bumps are bad. Second, I love roundabouts. I am a huge roundabout fan, and let me explain why you should be a huge Roundabout fan. Roundabouts intimidate people. They freak people out. There are cars coming. All the cars are moving. I don't understand. Am I supposed to go? What if I go, what lane do I stay in? I don't. These are the things that go through people's minds when they approach a roundabout. Sounds bad, right? Surely that's bad. You don't want things that confuse people. No. Let me tell you something. It's what I already am talking to my sons about future employment. It's not that you have to be perfect, because you're not perfect. You have to stand out above the other people who are going to be applying for the same job. Meaning, your handshake has to be firm. Theirs isn't. You stand out. You show up dressed nice. They don't. You stand out. Polite. They're not. You stand out. You don't have to be the best. You just have to stand out. If you and your buddy are running from a grizzly bear, you don't have to be the fastest person on the planet. You just have to be faster than he is. You understand? Back to roundabouts. They're intimidated. They don't know what to do. They're stuck. You just go. You be the confident, assertive one. I love roundabouts because I hardly even slow down anymore. I understand that everyone else is going to be intimidated. I don't even care what the rules are. I just go. Makes my life so much easier. Jesse, looking at the state of our country and many states passing laws to protect criminals and law enforcement officers, do you think they're setting the stage for the purge? Her name is Coco. Look, what I think is this. And it's a talk we've been having. It's a talk, sadly, we're going to keep having. We have a situation that is unique, and I don't know exactly where it's going to go because there's no historical precedent for it. We are not divided as a country by region. It's not north, south, east, west. It's not the northeast versus the southwest. It's not that. There are hostile, communist, evil, foreign city states. I consider them foreign, separate countries. Countries like New York, Chicago, LA. There are foreign city states inside of our borders. And inside those foreign city states, there is no end to the horrors. None. And all right, well, you know what? I'm going to dig into this a little bit more, but it's going to get even worse there. I will explain why it's going to get even worse inside of these places in just a moment. Before I do that, you know what else is getting worse? Our testosterone levels. We are facing the prospect of civilizations ending because of testosterone levels. You realize that? You can't make enough babies. You're not strong enough as a country. The United States of America has lost 50% of its testosterone in 50 years. Lindsey Graham only accounts for about half that. We are drinking estrogens. They're in the water. It's not your fault. We have estrogen we're consuming, and it's destroying us. Take care of the problem naturally. Natural herbal supplements from Chalk turn this around. 20% increase in testosterone levels over 90 days. What does that feel like after a year, 2 years, 4 years? I've been on it 4 years. Oh my gosh. Trust me. CHOQ. Try it for 90 days. Huge discounts on subscriptions for life. Chalk.com/Jesse. Chalk.com/Jesse. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Monday. Thrilled to be here. Chris, aren't you so excited that it's Monday? All right, quit. No, I don't have time to talk to Chris. We have to discuss what's happening. Hostile foreign city states within our borders. I don't know where this goes. But I will tell you right now what's coming, and it's it's really dark and it's really ugly. I believe that the United States of America as a whole is in the beginning of a revival. That is what I believe. A political and spiritual revival that is wonderful. So let me be clear. From a 30,000 foot view, as a country, I feel as good about where we're going as I have felt in years. It feels like younger generations are waking up. It feels like people who've been on the right for a while are finally figuring out they're communists. We have to be firmer. We are waking up slowly, but we are waking up to what we're dealing with, what has to be done, what is wrong. People are going back to church again. People are buying Bibles. People are getting involved in politics. They're running for school board. They're dealing with communists with aggression. All good things. Stuff that you and I have talked about for years, for 7 years on the radio. It's happening. These things are happening. That's the good. The bad is this. These hostile foreign city-states inside of our borders, they are only going to continue to get worse. And here's why. As the United States of America becomes more hostile to foreign subversion, to communism, to all these things, the evil people inside of our country and evil people still arriving in our country, they are going to choose to live inside of a place where they are welcome. That's going to be New York, LA, Chicago, Seattle, Portland. They're going to go where they are welcome. All right, now you're bringing in a bad element. It's already bad. You're bringing in a bad element. But wait, there's more. We are the light in our society. It's the good people who make any town or city or state better. The people who are polite to others, who get involved, who give back, they're what make a society really go. Without them, it sucks. That's, you know, how I talk about the little differences between living in a red area and a blue area and how your day-to-day interactions, you're just a happier person in a red area. That's why there's so much more light in a red area than a blue area. Now, to the New Yorks of the world, there's still plenty of light there. I still have so many good friends there. They're leaving. They're not going to take it forever. I already have several friends who have left. They're in Florida. They're in Tennessee. They're in Texas. They're in Montana. I've already have several friends who have left over the past 4, 5, 6 years. Good cops have left. See ya, NYPD. I'm going to Wyoming. More good people will continue to flee these hostile foreign city-states. What that means is they're going to get worse with no end in sight. They're going to continue to empty out the jails. They're going to continue to welcome in illegal criminals. Illegal criminals are going to still be welcomed in. They are going to continue to elect Democrat mayors because, look, there are fewer and fewer Republicans, Democrat mayors, Democrat city council, Democrat judges. And the judges are going to keep letting the criminals out. And they're going to it's a death spiral. A death spiral with no end in sight. Keep in mind let's say there's a moderate Democrat somewhere. You know what? We'll make it about New York City. Let's say there's a moderate Democrat on the city council right now. There's a moderate Democrat there. They don't want the jails open necessarily. They're not going to see eye to eye with you and me, but they don't want all these crazy things. You know what that moderate Democrat is about to watch? You know what they're about to watch? John Fetterman. He's that big doofus senator from Pennsylvania. He's a complete lefty. But he says one or two things that are smart every now and then, so the right falls in love with him because the right is the cheapest state on the planet. But he said one or two sensible things publicly. John Fetterman, he is probably going to lose a primary. He is a sitting United States senator from Pennsylvania. He is going to be challenged from the left because he's not communist enough. And he is probably going to get bounced from the United States Senate because the Democrat Party wants more communism, not less. Now, if you're that, quote, moderate sitting on New York's city council, do you feel comfortable voicing that? Of course not. You know you can't voice that. If you do, that's the end of your political career. You can't voice it. Even if you're a moderate, you can't voice it. So the death spiral, the communism purity death spiral, goes down and down and down and down and down without end. And to make matters worse, and this does make matters worse for these hostile foreign city-states, two of our worst are Los Angeles and Chicago. You know what both those states have in common now? Each of those cities, they are in states run by a governor who wants to be the next Democrat nominee for president of the United States of America. So they're going to double and triple down on the crazy because J.B. Pritzker of Illinois and Gavin Newsom of California, you know where they're going to be 2 years from now? Wait, what year is it? Yeah, 2 years from now, you know where they're going to be? They're going to be standing on stage side by side trying to out-commie each other. Hey, your record isn't commie enough here. Your record isn't commie enough there. I did this communist thing. It's way more communist than your thing. They know they're going to be standing on stage 2 years from now having to pull up their resume of communism. How communist were you? So they're, for the next 2 years, going to double down, triple down. Now, I believe the country is great. Well, on a great path, I'll put it that way. We are on a great path. There are good things happening. But in the blue areas, specifically large blue cities, it's not just that there's no end in sight. I don't see how it could possibly get any better. The only thing that could save places like New York now is deporting 50 million people, if not more. We're beginning that process, but let's be honest, we're still puppy dogs when it comes to deportation. We don't have the machine in place, one, but two, I've played it for you twice already. I'm going to play it for you again. I want to remind you that this guy has been in the United States of America speaking like this since 1963 without the slightest fear of deportation. Go, Chris.
America is the genesis of what we call settler colonialism. And the American model was exported all around the world. Abraham Lincoln generalized the solution of reservations. They herded American Indians into separate territories. For the Nazis, this was the inspiration. Hitler realized two things. One, that genocide was doable. It is possible to do genocide. That's what Hitler realized. Second thing Hitler realized is that you don't have to have a common citizenship. You can differentiate between people. The Nuremberg laws were patterned after American laws. Anyway, the U.S. put Indians in reservations. The U.S. invented the model.
For 60 years, he's never been denaturalized and deported. We have to do that if you want to save the cities. We're a long way from that. Anyway, let's preserve your memories. Holiday season is coming up. Let me give you a little clue on the greatest gift you can give your mother, your wife, your husband, sister. You can take all those hard copy pictures, those home movies of family vacations, weddings, baby's first steps, and you can digitize them with Legacy Box. Legacy Box will send you a box. You fill it up with those hard copy things. You then send it into Legacy Box. Legacy Box will digitize them. They'll not only put it on the cloud, they'll put it on a thumb drive. Do this right now and you're about to give somebody the most blessed gift you've ever given them. Imagine giving someone a thumb drive with all those things that you can watch whenever. Your memories are so much more important than any new piece of electronics or piece of clothing you're going to give. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on what has been a magnificent Monday. We will, of course, return tomorrow. You can email us if you'd like, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I didn't mean for that to be down as much of a drag as it was about our cities, but it is something I think about a lot because I enjoy cities. I want to visit them. I don't want to live in one. I'm older, got kids. You know, cities are more of a young person's game, but I want to visit them. I want to go. I want to take my wife to a ball game someplace. I want to go. And it breaks my heart when I see cities around the world, and there are so many of them that are clean and safe. And then I think about my country, the United States of America, and to know ours are disgusting and unsafe. I find that to be embarrassing. And to know that it's going to get worse before it gets better, that sucks. But anyway, Jesse, please address how many times in recent history the National Guard's been deployed on native soil. I remember Kent State. The deploying the National Guard happens all the time. All the time. The only reason, and I do mean the only reason, that it's become controversial now is because Trump is doing it. And he's doing it for crime. Remember that they love crime. It's hard to accept. It's hard to accept it, but they view criminals as necessary for the revolution. They do. When you read these stories about some scumbag who's been arrested 40, 50 times, and you say to yourself, how could they keep letting him out? They want the dog to get off the leash and bite again. That's why they do it. They don't want the National Guard stopping crime. When look, I just talked about the state of America's cities, as we talked about before. I'm mad. I'm embarrassed. I'm disgusted by it. They feel the exact opposite. That's how they want it. And half these people, the ones who aren't foreigners, for instance, in New York City, voting for Mamdani, you know who's voting for him? Foreigners and rich kids. Do you know that? They have all the demographics. Foreigners and rich kids. Why are the rich kids doing it? A lot of different reasons, but one of the main reasons is they're not going to be there when Rikers Island gets open. They're going to be off on mommy and daddy's boat in Nantucket somewhere. They're going to have moved back home. They're going to be off free as a bird while people are destroyed inside the city. They don't ever have to live with it. The communist wants to burn everything down. Everything but his stuff. It's how they think. Jesse, I'm a small business owner close to Portland. I'm an avid hunter and fisher and fellow veteran. On my Idaho hunting trips, I can't tell you how much nicer and friendly the people of Idaho are. I wanted to read this piggybacking off of what we were just talking about because I wanted to again encourage you to move, not just because it's bad in your blue area and it's going to get worse. I have lived all across the United States of America. I have lived in red areas, purple areas, and I've lived in blue areas. Part of the reason, a big part, I moved back to Washington, D.C. to work in politics for a year. I lasted a year. Part of the reason it was only a year, it wasn't just the drive. It wasn't just the taxes. How rude everybody is. They're just freaking rude everywhere. Nobody's going to say yes, ma'am. No, sir. Nobody's going to hold a door open for you. If you do happen to hold a door open for somebody, you're going to get, maybe, if you're lucky, you'll get glared at. Usually they don't even look up at you. They just stroll right by you like you're their doorman. And you think to yourself, wow, people are terrible. No, people there are terrible. There are places all across the United States of America where people are wonderful. I told you, remember I told you we went to Montana for a month this summer? Now, the area I live in is red anyway, and so it's very polite and wonderful. Up in rural Montana, it's really, really, really red. My children commented on the fast food workers. If we, you know, swing through T-Bell or McDonald's or something like that, fast food night. We're talking 16-year-olds. Yes, sir. No, sir. Have a pleasant, wonderful day. Not just Chick-fil-A. There is a better, more pleasant life out there for you. If you can, with your work, with everything else, if you can, get out. And you don't have to stress dropping calls because you're going to have Pure Talk. And Pure Talk, it's not some fly-by-night cell company. They're on the exact same cell towers. You do not have to patronize these big, soulless mobile companies who hate your freaking guts. Switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk. You will pay less. My bill got cut in half. In half. You will pay less. You'll be patronizing a company that's giving back rescue dogs to veterans with PTSD right now. They're not giving to Black Lives Matter like the other cell phone companies. They're not giving to Planned Parenthood. They're caring about veterans. They're hiring Americans. Again, not a bunch of foreigners. Hiring Americans. Pick up your phone. It's time. I know you've been thinking about it forever. It's time. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. All right? Hey, Jesse, what are your thoughts on early voting? I say this because there's voting going on right now. My thoughts on it, I think all voting should be same-day voting. That said, just freaking vote. Get involved. And if you are in Virginia, if you are in New Jersey, not only vote. You're always voting. I'm not worried about that. Drag somebody with you. We have races right now going on in the country. We can win. And beyond those two states, you have local races. I bet you money within the next 6 months, there are things you can vote on in your area. Go vote and drag friends. You are the one who knows. Your friends don't know. They share your values. You talk about politics. So you think they know when the next election is, when the next this or that. They don't know. You know, all right? We're going to do it again tomorrow. That's all.